No representation is made that the quality of legal services to be performed is greater than the legal services performed by other lawyers.
Many of you have now heard the term stepped-up basis and it possibly being eliminated, which is very concerning. I encourage you to schedule your free 15-minute consultation with attorney Harlan Mitchell to find out what you can do to protect yourself and your family. Schedule your appointment with attorney Harlan Mitchell by calling 256-216-9884 or by going to BamaEstatePlanning.com. Do it today.
Boutique Air in Muscle Shoals, Alabama offers direct flights to Atlanta, Nashville, and Pensacola. Boutique Air service runs twice daily, 7 days a week, with fares starting at $59. Follow Boutique Air Muscle Shoals on Facebook at Boutique Air MSL and book your flight through BoutiqueAir.com. Boutique Air.
Where you can fly private for the cost of commercial.
He's got a cold, nothing to worry about.
Just need a couple of stitches.
Your COVID rapid test is negative.
Oh boy, x-ray shows it's broken.
Trust Trinity Medical Care when you need urgent care or routine medical care. Walk-ins are welcome, or let Trinity help you virtually with telemedicine. Visit trinity-medicalcare.com for more information and follow them on Facebook. Trinity Medical Care, where your care comes first. Located on Governor's Drive and South Parkway.
Experience the difference at Athens Bible School. The vision and purpose is to provide each student a quality education in a Christ-centered environment to develop the whole person spiritually, mentally, physically, and socially in safe and supportive surroundings. The solid biblical foundation permeates learning and culture in the classrooms and every extracurricular activity.
You know, my mother used to say, a long time ago, whenever there would be any real catastrophe that was in the movies or on the air, she would say, always look for the helpers. There will always be helpers, just on the sidelines. That's why I think that if news programs could make a conscious effort of showing anybody who is coming into a place where there's a tragedy, to be sure that they include that. Because if you look for the helpers, you'll know that there's hope.
Hey everybody, this is Daryl Worley, and you're listening to The Mark Wyatt Show. Hey, step up and make a difference like he does.
Hey y'all, this is Jeff Foxworthy, and you, yeah, you can make a huge difference in somebody's life. You just may not have figured out how yet, and that's why you're listening to The Mark Wyatt Show.
Hi, this is Maggie Peterson. I played Charlene Darling on The Andy Griffith Show, and you are listening to The Mark Wyatt Show.
Hi folks, this is Ricky Skaggs, and you're listening to The Mark Wyatt Show.
Hello, I'm Gene Stallings, and this is The Mark Wyatt Show. Get off the sideline and get involved and make a difference in your community.
You are listening to The Mark Wyatt Show. My daddy is your host, Mark Wyatt. Something good today.
This is a Friday edition of The Mark Wyatt Show, and we're headed to the Chicago, Illinois area to talk to Stacy Reyes about her daughter, Lizzie, who is in need of a kidney right now. Stacy had reached out to me through The Mark Wyatt Show, and I appreciate people who do that. When there's a need, I want to try to help. Of course, we recognize difference makers in our communities across the country and the world, and we share their stories to encourage and inspire us all to make a difference where we can. Welcome to The Mark Wyatt Show, Stacy Reyes.
Thank you.
So glad to have you, Stacy. And I know that this is a serious situation with a teenager, 14 years old, correct?
Yes, she just turned 14 back in May.
Well, tell us a little bit about Lizzie. What's her personality like? What kind of person is she?
So Lizzie is kind of quiet and shy. She's, you know, for school, she was very active. She played the viola since fourth grade. She was in lots of peer mediation. She was a peer mediator. She was in yearbook club, like all of these fun clubs and after school activities she always wanted to be involved in. She's a huge animal lover. We have two dogs that she simply adores. She just is a positive spirit. Even through all of this, she still remains positive. Definitely an inspiration for a lot of other kids that are going through the same thing. You know, a lot of times they suffer from depression or anxiety. And Lizzie has just kind of accepted it, and she is just, this is what we're doing, and I can't, you know, feel sorry for myself.
As you mentioned, she just turned 14. How long has this been a battle for her with kidney disease?
We actually had no idea that there was any type of kidney disease in our family. Lizzie was diagnosed in mid-August of last year, very suddenly. She was walking weird, and she was really tired, but she never was in any pain. She never realized that anything was happening, and we just took her to the doctor for a regular checkup because we were just a little concerned. And less than 48 hours after that initial doctor visit, Elizabeth was rushed by ambulance to Chicago to be admitted to ICU at a children's hospital. So everything happened very quickly. Within 12 hours of being admitted to ICU, she had a biopsy done on her kidney. She had a PICC line inserted so they could start dialysis immediately. And she also had a blood transfusion. It all really happened so fast. We really didn't know what was happening, honestly, because I don't think the doctors really knew either until, you know, they confirmed all of her blood work and her biopsy. Basically, they just knew something was wrong with her kidneys, but they couldn't really figure out what.
When you think about how she has responded to this and the inspiration she is to you, did you expect any less from Lizzie when you found out there was an issue like this and the point she's at where we're really at end-stage kidney disease right now?
Correct. Yeah, that's exactly what it is. I think, honestly, I think every day we're still kind of adjusting. Every day is different. Some days are good days, some days are not. But again, Lizzie, she just accepts it. And right now we're just going through this until we get to the end where hopefully we get her kidney and we can have somewhat of a normal life again. I think the hardest part for Lizzie is probably just kind of being isolated, but she doesn't really talk about it too much. She just kind of, you know, tries to keep herself busy and, you know, just says, this is fine. This is just what we're doing right now. So, but like I said, she's always had like this positive spirit. For her, I guess this is just her normal, just to try to stay positive.
You all travel 2 hours outside of the Chicago area every day for dialysis for Lizzie?
We do. So we live south of Chicago. We live about a little over 50 miles away. Unfortunately, due to her age, she has to travel all the way to Chicago because it's the only pediatric dialysis facility in the area. You know, there are many dialysis centers around us, but unfortunately, they don't see anyone under the age of 18. So we do have to travel all the way out to Chicago. We leave our house about 6:30 in the morning to get there for Elizabeth to be there by 7:30 a.m. And a lot of times we don't get home until about 1 p.m., just depending on traffic. And, you know, some days her sessions may not go well, so she has to stay a little longer. There's been times where her sessions had to end early and then we had to go back the next day, resulting in, you know, 4 days now of travel for her to do her dialysis. So, you know, that when we realized that we were traveling that far for dialysis due to the lack of facilities, that was very frustrating just because, you know, families are already struggling as it is, you know, when you have a sick child and not every family is able to travel that far, you know, that many times a week.
Exactly.
So I feel very blessed that for us that hasn't been an issue. But, you know, this is Chicago and we get really bad weather and it's not always safe to drive on the highways, especially early in the morning or really any time in general. But, you know, the traveling aspect is probably one of the hardest parts for us as a family.
How long has it been where you all have had to travel to treatment?
Since her diagnosis in August. So, you know, some days we have to be out there more because her doctors are out there. You know, she had her kidney transplant evaluation that was done on a Monday. That was almost a 12-hour day for Lizzie, and that is rough on her little body. And then we had to drive back again on Tuesday for her dialysis. And then we had a break on Wednesday, and then we had to drive back on Thursday, and then again on Saturday. You know, she is also suffering from, they call it slipped capital femoral ephthesis. Basically, her growth plate and her femur are slipping away from each other, which is a condition that can be caused by end-stage kidney disease. So we also see a doctor out in Chicago for that. You know, so it's just a lot of traveling. Elizabeth has great doctors. You know, that's my thing in the back of my head. This is great. These are great doctors. This is a great facility. She's in the best care. We don't really have any options anyways outside of Lori Children's Hospital, you know, for her to receive this type of care. So, you know, it's all for Lizzie. We're doing it all for her so she can have a good life, you know, after all of this is over.
Well, and as we all know, people are isolated right now. And when someone mm-hmm. like Lizzie has kidney disease, being high risk, being out, she's very isolated at this point.
Extremely isolated. Very, very isolated. Very rarely do we take her anywhere except for her appointments, because for us, it's not worth the risk. If she were to catch anything, really, her doctors told us more than likely she will be hospitalized. And her kidney function is only at 10%. She's also considered anemic. So she just has a lot of things working against her. So unfortunately for her, she is isolated. You know, before diagnosis, we used to travel all the time and, you know, go on great vacations. And, you know, I just think, thank God we did those things when we could.
Exactly right. Stacy, let me take a quick break. And when we come back, let's talk about how people can help Lizzie, the different thank opportunities you. That they have. Some people may not be able to give a kidney or be able to be on that list to help, mm-hmm. but there may be other ways. But I do want to make sure that we get every bit of information out there for people to be able to help Lizzie during this time, okay?
I appreciate that. Thank you.
You're welcome. Folks, right now we're talking to Stacy Reyes. She is in the Chicago area, about 50 miles south of Chicago, and her daughter Lizzie needs a kidney. Lizzie just turned 14 years old, and we're trying to help through the Mark White Show. I want you to find ways that you can help spread the word about Lizzie as well. If you're not able to donate a kidney, I want you to think about what you can do to help spread the word for Lizzie to try to help this young lady as she battles kidney disease. I hope you'll stick with us. You're listening to The Mark White Show, and I'm your host, Mark White. Something good today. A little wink, a pat on the back, a big old hug, a little laugh. We can make a difference. All we have to do is try. Yeah, every day's a chance to change somebody else's life. Let's all do something good today. The best way to buy, sell, and experience land is with Jonathan Berryhill. For your farm, ranch, recreational, hunting, timber, and acreage needs, contact National Land Realty Professional Jonathan Berryhill at 256-874-7354 or email at jberryhill@nationalland.com. Be sure to follow Jonathan Berryhill with National Land Realty on Facebook. This is your land.
Thompson Roofing and Construction is a locally owned family business serving the North Alabama and Southern Tennessee area. They are a Better Business Bureau A-plus member since 2011 and a GAF Master Elite Contractor. Give them a call at 256-952-3309 or check them out on the web at 256roofing.com. They offer free inspections.
Thompson Roofing and Construction.
No representation is made that the quality of legal services to be performed is greater than the legal services performed by other lawyers.
Losing a loved one is hard, but losing a loved one and not having an estate plan is even harder. Attorney Harlan Mitchell witnessed what not having an estate plan can do to families and decided to use his experience to do something about it. I encourage you to go to BamaEstatePlanning.com or give Harlan Mitchell a call at 256-216-9884. Again, that website is BamaEstatePlanning.com. Let Harlan Mitchell help you with estate planning. Do it for those you love and do it today.
Boutique Air in Muscle Shoals, Alabama offers direct flights to Atlanta, Nashville, and Pensacola. Boutique Air service runs twice daily, 7 days a week, with fares starting at $59. Follow Boutique Air Muscle Shoals on Facebook at Boutique Air MSL and book your flight through BoutiqueAir.com. Boutique Air.
Where you can fly private for the cost of commercial.
He's got a cold. Nothing to worry about.
Just need a couple of stitches.
Your COVID rapid test is negative.
Oh boy, X-ray shows it's broken.
Trust Trinity Medical Care when you need urgent care or routine medical care. Walk-ins are welcome. Or let Trinity help you virtually with telemedicine. Visit trinity-medicalcare.com for more information and follow them on Facebook. Trinity Medical Care, where your care comes first. Located on Governor's Drive in South Parkway.
Hey everybody, this is Paul Overstreet, and you are listening to The Mark White Show. Stay tuned, because Mark is doing some things on his show that's helping his community and uplifting people, so you stay with him.
He drives into the city, works extra hard all day, finishes up early, so he can get away. Blue-eyed kid on second base wants dad to watch him play.
Welcome back to a Friday edition of the Mark White Show. I am your host, Mark White, and today we have headed to south of Chicago, about 50 miles south of Chicago, to talk to Stacy Reyes about her daughter, Lizzie. Lizzie needs a kidney right now, and Stacy reached out to the Mark White Show, and I wanted to make sure that we get the information out to you as a listener, so that you know how to help this 14-year-old girl. We've talked about the isolation. We've talked about the fact that this family travels 2 hours a day for her to go and get treatment. Now, if you're in a position to help and you can donate a kidney to Lizzie, I want you to have the information before you to be able to make that decision. It is a huge decision to make, but if you're willing to do it, I want you to be that person to help save Lizzie. Welcome back to the Mark White Show, Stacy Reyes.
Thank you.
I know you love your daughter, you and your husband both, and plenty of loved ones who love Lizzie and surround her. I imagine that there have been those who have been tested so far for Lizzie.
Yes, I actually have tested. I was hoping, as her mother, that I would be her match and we could do this transplant and, you know, be done. But unfortunately, we learned that I was not a match due to a gene that I have that is not compatible with Lizzie.
It's a sad situation, because I know that as a mother, you would want to do this for your daughter. It's something that you would not even give a second thought about. When you find out that you can't, I know that's a heartbreaking moment to realize that you can't do what you wanted to do for your daughter.
Right. It was definitely a shock. I think this whole time I had just been thinking, I'm going to match. I'm her mom. We have the same blood type. Even though I knew there was so much more to the match process, but I think that was my escape, as it's going to be okay. I'm going to match, you know, we'll do the surgery a few months by summer. Maybe things will be normal. And when we got the call that I wasn't a match, it was definitely heartbreaking.
How many people have tested so far for Lizzie? Do you know?
So right now we currently have a live donor that's testing specifically for Lizzie. We do not know who this live donor is. They've remained anonymous, which is totally their choice to do that. All donors who are tested and or do match or do not match, all of that is covered by our insurance. So there's no cost to them as far as the testing, the procedure. All of the medical expenses are covered by our insurance.
Well, and just so listeners know, the process is rigorous, and there are a lot of challenges, hurdles through the process. And I want to make sure that people understand that when someone starts this process, that does not necessarily mean that they are going to be the one that gives a kidney to Lizzie. As people consider being a donor, I would encourage them to go ahead and get on the list to be able to donate for Lizzie and have that opportunity to do that. Things change for a person where they can't do that. So I want to make sure, Stacy, that people know how they can donate for Lizzie. I'm guessing also that she's on the exchange program.
So she is. She's actually on the deceased donor list. We just finally got that approval within the last 30 days. Her deceased donor list dates back to August, from when she first started dialysis. She is on the exchange program. I personally am going to go for my transplant meeting on Monday to see if I'm able to do even a swap program, meaning I donate my kidney to someone, and hopefully someone from their family can donate their kidney to Lizzie. But everything is such a long process, so we're just trying to make sure that we're doing everything possible for Lizzie to have, you know, the most options for a kidney to become available. And anybody actually can sign up to do a swap for just a donation in general, a live donor. You can, you know, there's a live donor list, and you can sign up and just donate to anybody. There's so many kids waiting for a kidney. There's a young man at the area that Elizabeth goes for her dialysis. He's been waiting 3 years for a kidney. You know, so there's so many other kids like Lizzie that have their lives put on hold. And all they just need is that one kind person to just donate to them.
Where can people register and sign up for Lizzie to even help that young man?
Yeah, absolutely. So Elizabeth actually has a Facebook page. It's called Love for Lizzie, L-I-Z-Z-I-E, Reyes, R-E-Y-E-S. All of the contact information for her transplant coordinator is listed on that page, as well as Lizzie's entire story. I can also give my personal email, and if people just want to directly email me, and I can always answer questions for them. And then if they pass the initial test questionnaire, I can give them the information for the transplant coordinator. So my personal email is reyesfamily2210@gmail.com, spelled R-E-Y-E-S-F-A-M-I-L-Y. And also, you could always contact any of the larger hospitals in the big cities and just ask, how do I become a live donor? You know, there's, like I said, there's children waiting, there's adults that have been on dialysis for many years. Because, you know, when you're on just waiting for that deceased donor, you just never know if it's going to happen. Because there's a lot of criteria that, you know, everybody has to match with.
Something that's always interesting to me, Stacy, and I imagine that you were not focused on kidney disease before Lizzie was diagnosed, but the fact that you are sharing now about others who are going through the same thing, because you know from your own personal experience what your family has to go through, and now you want to help other families because of that.
Right. I honestly didn't even realize this world existed. I knew of dialysis, but I never even realized that children were affected by this, which maybe that was because I'm oblivious to other things that don't involve my personal life. But every day when I go to the center, there's so many kids of different ages, and it's just, our home is not the only home that's affected by kidney disease. And I don't think people realize just how important our kidneys really are for our body. You know, I honestly didn't. I mean, I was blown away. The reason Elizabeth was limping, that was her major sign that something was wrong. The reason she was limping is because her kidneys were not producing the calcium out to her body, and her bones were starting to dissolve. I mean, I never would have imagined your kidneys could affect your actual bones, but now I've educated myself, and yes, of course your kidneys can affect your bones. There's so many people like Elizabeth all over the country that are waiting for the kindness of somebody else. And really, the surgery for a donor, as long as there's no complications, 24 hours, you're discharged from the hospital. You may have, you know, some weight restrictions for a couple weeks, but you're pretty much back to your regular normal life after you donate. That's the best part about being a kidney donor is, you know, yes, a few weeks, you're going to take it easy. But after that, you should hopefully be right back to normal. And then whoever you donated to, they're literally, their entire life has changed.
Absolutely. Especially for a young lady who's just turned 14 years old, who has her whole life ahead of her. She's right. Yet to experience the things that we have, Stacy. I want Lizzie to be able to experience those things. And I want her to have the opportunity to live a full and complete life.
Yes. Me too. It's really, really hard to, you know, I worry about later if she does, and we're blessed with this transplant. And, you know, some kidney transplants, they don't last forever. They last 5 years. Some last 30 years. And then I worry about later. If I'm not here to help her anymore, that's another concern. So just bringing awareness and letting so many people know, you know, that these stories exist, it's so important.
As we mentioned, we do want people to go to Love for Lizzie Reyes. That's L-I-Z-Z-I-E, Reyes, R-E-Y-E-S. They can go on Facebook, join that page, find out all the information to help Lizzie receive a kidney. Be a kidney donor for Lizzie. Be a kidney donor for others. Now, Stacy, how about cards or letters or messages that people can send to Lizzie to encourage her during this time?
So actually, Lizzie does have a P.O. box as well. That is listed on her Facebook page as well. We did have a lot of people that wanted to, you know, send things. So sure. Lizzie does have a P.O. box. It's Love for Lizzie, P.O. Box 322. The address is 2364 Essington Road, Essington. And that's Joliet, Illinois, 60435.
Great. Stacy, I appreciate the fact that you reached out to me through the Mark White Show to help your daughter. And I hope that this show does help Lizzie and helps your family as you move forward through this journey. I know that it's been a hard one so far, just listening to what your family's had to do for Lizzie, but I know that it's something that you are glad to do as a mother, but we want to try to help however we can, and so I hope that this show does help.
Thank you. I appreciate you sharing her story and just letting everybody know that live donors are a blessing for anyone in general. Especially for our family, would be such a blessing.
Absolutely. Folks, we've been talking to Stacy Reyes, just south of Chicago. They're traveling 2 hours a day for her daughter, Lizzie, to be treated. And I want you to find a way that you can make a difference for this young lady. Go to Facebook, Love for Lizzie Reyes. Again, L-I-Z-Z-I-E, Reyes, R-E-Y-E-S. And I want you to find out all the information you need and then share it with your friends and let them know about Lizzie. We want to try to help this 14-year-old. We appreciate Stacy Reyes joining us here on The Mark White Show today. And, of course, you know we're here to recognize difference makers and share their stories to encourage and inspire us all. And it's not just people from Alabama. It's not just people from the South. It's not just people from the South and the North. It's people North, South, East, and West from this country and outside of this country. The Mark White Show is trying to make a difference. And I hope that if it is making a difference in your life, that you will share the show with your friends, your family, and your neighbors. You can follow The Mark White Show on Apple iTunes, Spotify, Stitcher, Audioboom, SoundCloud, Blueberry, and on YouTube. I also encourage you to follow The Mark White Show on Facebook, Instagram, and Twitter. You have been listening to a Friday edition of The Mark White Show, and this is Mark White encouraging you to find your purpose by making a difference in someone's life today.
And gentle people who shout a friendly hi when they go passing by, who live and love in my hometown. Ah, these are my kind of people.
Hi, everybody. This is DJ Thomas. You know, raindrops may be falling on your head, but on Kyla's corner, she's living life sunny side up. Nothing seems
to fit. You are my sunshine.
This is Kyla Carter of Kyla's Corner. You can hear my segment every Saturday at 10 a.m. Central Standard Time and 11 a.m. Eastern Time on The Mark White Show. Remember to tune in every Saturday and always live life sunny side up.
Please don't take my sunshine away.
Hey everyone, I just wanted to pass along this really important message because it's important to me and everybody around me. Did you know that 22.6 million Americans have battled COVID-19? Now, a huge surge in COVID cases has risen up in the US, but if you have recovered from COVID-19, you may have powerful antibodies in your blood plasma. Like, what? That's absolutely insane. One COVID plasma donation could help save 4 COVID patients. So if you want to be a hero, which I know you do, just go to a donation bank for blood or give some of your plasma if you have recovered from COVID. Anything helps. Love you.
Is it time for a haircut? Go see my friends Philip Butler and B.H. Parker at Southwind Barbershop, located at 1637 Lee Street in Rogersville, Alabama. Give them a call at 256-247-5658. That's 256-247-5658.
If you like hickory smoked ribs that fall apart at the slightest pull, or barbecue shoulders that are so slow smoked each tender bite melts in your mouth, then you are going to love Baby Jack's Barbecue. Baby Jack's Barbecue in Bartlett and Arlington. Try the barbecue chicken, beef brisket sandwich, barbecue potato, it is huge, or the Baby Jack Trio, pork, turkey, or beef brisket sliders. You like wet ribs? They like dry ribs. Get one slab that has them both. Catering? Baby Jack's can feed a family or an army. Drive in, drive through, order online, or come in and set them in. Baby Jack's Barbecue in Bartlett at Highway 70 in Appling, or in Arlington at Highway 70, just a block west of 385.
Hello, my name is Christian Martinez. I'm a rising senior at Athens Bible School. My school is great because of the wonderful environment in which students can grow and flourish. We have great academics that include the University Preparatory Diploma and dual enrollment courses that lead to an associate's degree before high school graduation. All my teachers and the school's employees are Christians who are devoted to the welfare of students. We have an excellent student body, competitive sports program, and study the Bible first thing every day. It's a great place. Please consider joining us at ABS next year, or give that special child in your life the great opportunity I have.
Mr. Cecil Batchelor is the one that started this business as Dependable Service Center. And even though now it's Green's Dependable Hardware and we're a True Value store, our tagline is still Your Dependable Service Center. We've tried to keep that alive for all these years. Mr. Batchelor really started a good business. We're really excited to be carrying on a long-standing tradition. It's the oldest retail store in the city of Russellville. We're Green's Dependable Hardware, 15220A Highway 43 in Russellville, Alabama. We're right behind McDonald's or right across the street from the hospital. Number is 256-331-0123.
The Dependable Service Center.
Oh, won't you hear me, people, when I say, well, let's all do something good today.